ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Proverbs chapter 12, it's 25, okay? Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. Can we read together this morning? 1, 2, 3, go. Can you hear me very well? Okay, so I just want to be sure that you can hear me. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. Our faith in God substantiates our trust, confidence, assurance, and persuasion in the realities of the spiritual. So when we talk about faith in God, it's actually talking about our trust, our confidence, the assurance that we have in our heart, the persuasion in the reality of the spiritual, which give credence to the manifestation of God's word in our lives. Our faith in God, what it does is that it substantiates our trust, our confidence, our assurance, our persuasion in the realities of the spiritual, which give credence to the manifestation of God's word in our lives. I want to repeat it one more time. Our faith in God substantiates our trust, our confidence, our assurance, our persuasion in the realities of the spiritual. So, when you read that scripture that says anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, what is simply saying, and a good word makes it glad, what that scripture is simply saying, anxiety is real. Depression is real. But there is something that can substantiate our faith and confidence in God. It is a good word. A good word. A good word. In recent times, many things have been happening in our world. And I've had calls to counsel, advise people. I've had calls to meet with people. Even in that trip that we went to, a lot of people were taken over by low self-esteem, rejection, things that have come as disappointment. And to the point that people are getting into that place of depression is a position. To the part that believers in Christ are beginning to have bouts with depression. And so this morning, I believe in my heart, on this good Thanksgiving day, it's a day to shake off depression. It's a day to say no to depression. It's a day to say, I am overcoming you once and for all. Because why? Anxiety in the heart of man is a cause for depression. But a good word, a superior word, the word of the Lord, it makes it glad. When we are anxious, we lose ourselves. So I'm going to do a little bit of science, medicine, but cap it with God's word so that we can put it in balance. Faith in the reality of the spiritual. Luke 1:37. Let's hear what the Bible says. Luke 1:37. It says, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." With God. With God, nothing will be impossible. I may have that challenge as of this morning, but with God, because that is the reality of the spiritual, with God, nothing will be impossible. With God, I can't stay on that antidepressant drug forever. Because with God, nothing will be impossible. Verse 45 of that same chapter. Verse 45. Say, bless. The word bless means empower to make progress. Empower to make spiritual progress. So, it said, blessed is she who believed in the reality of the spiritual. For there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. One translation says, there shall be performance. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift comes from him. Every good and perfect gift. Good health, soundness of mind is good. Anxiety in the heart causes depression. But soundness of mind, a good word, makes the heart to be glad. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. Psalm 84, let's look at the reality of the spiritual. Psalm 84, verses 5 to 8. It said, blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. Verse 6, 7. It says, as they pass through the valley of sorrow, as they pass, baka represent depression, represent disappointment. He said, as these people pass through that valley, they make it a spring because the spiritual is real. He said, they make it a spring. The rain also covers with pools. He said, they go from strength. That's the good word. They go from strength to strength. Not from strength to setback. Not from strength to fear. Not from strength to failure. But they go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. He said, oh Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer and give ear. O God of Jacob. There was a recent study by psychologists on the internet trolls. And they found out that majority of people now are becoming narcissistic, psychopaths, and sadists. And why? It's the pressure of life. Disappointment, setback that people have gone through is molding them into a kind of space that they themselves are not enjoying. So human behavior, they notice, are changing. And I don't know if you have also noticed, wickedness has increased in our world. So human behavior are changing. And it calls for concerns. And because we, people of faith, are not exonerated, we also know how to manage our life. We must learn it. That's why a good word, that's what makes it glad. A good word. A good word. What is anxiety? Do a little bit of description for you so that we can put it in proper perspective. Even if I don't finish today, I can continue next week. Anxiety is an overfeeling of fear. Anxiety is an overfeeling of fear about what is to come. an overfilling of fear or apprehension about what is to come. And this is the way some of this thing manifests. Some people get calls early in the morning, and as soon as they see it, their minds just go to the extreme. Even when you say good morning, it's like, what is next? That's an anxious heart. That's apprehension. Sometimes it's when people need to go for a job interview. Sometimes it's when people need to do a proposal. Sometimes it's first day at school. Sometimes it's bills, school fees, house rent. It just creates anxiety about what is to come. Some people, when such things happen, they have rapid heart breathing. Some people begin to sweat. It's visible. When they receive news, they just sweat. They sweat things out. Some people are restless. Some people become easily fatigued. Some people, they are in good mood. Just some news, we just set them off track completely. Some people, we have difficulty in concentrating. Some people, their minds just goes blank. Some other people, they become irritable. Some people develop muscle tension. When you look at the summary of this thing, it's just a reaction, an anxiety in the heart of men. If this become things that people battle with on a regular basis, then they develop sleeping problems. I'm just going somewhere this morning, but I want to explain it so that you can know. If you've been playing around it, you can say no to it from today. If you've been playing or you are ready in it, you can overcome it. If you are ready, every human being, we have that tendency to be worried. But hey, I've since read a long time ago that worry is like a rocking chair. It just keeps you moving, but it gets you nowhere. The truth also is that most of the things that we are all worried about, in fact, never come to pass. Someone loses their sleep and they are looking at their ceiling. They are saying, what if a snake drops from that ceiling? A snake will not drop. They won't sleep. They are just keeping looking at it. So where will some people have done that overthinking that way. They say, if the snake just cry, I will just do James Bond. I will just, no, there is no snake anywhere. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So, when people get it to that excess, they have difficulty in staying asleep, falling or staying asleep. Then it gets to a point of where they develop anxiety disorder. These are things that is happening to people. Some people, you can't just touch them like this. They just... Some people, even when you touch them and they are like panic attacks. No. The peace of God. That's where the good word comes in. The peace of God that comes, it has to be a whole lot of discipline. And that's why we must... The peace of God that garrison your hearts and minds together. Where? In Christ Jesus. The peace of God. The peace of God. So, having difficulty sleeping makes anxiety, stress, and depression symptoms worse for any human being. And if care is not taken, these emotional and psychological things in people's mind will cause anger, worry, grief, bipolar disorder, and then trauma. Some people have experienced pain in life, and it now become like a major hindrance. Each time they want to make remarkable progress, they remember the trauma. They think about the trauma. They see the effect of the trauma, and they are not able to get themselves into that mode that they have to make decisions to move themselves forward. So, getting back to our scripture, let's get back to the Bible. I've done, if you see it before any doctor, these are things that they will ask you. So, it's something that is common to your brethren. But what causes depression? Number one, anxiety, which is our body natural response to stress. Anxiety. Everyone has, if you're a business person here and you're thinking through about project, new project, there will be an anxiety. It's a natural thing that occurs. When you want to, operate in new territory, if you want to get a new job, it occurs. You've a feeling of inadequacy. So it's natural body's response to stress. That's number one thing that causes depression, anxiety. Second thing, worries, which is also the state of being anxious in itself. Worry. Some people will worry. There's fuel scarcity now. Some people say, I will get fuel tomorrow morning. They worry all night. They don't sleep. So once it's 4 a.m., I will get up. And then they will oversleep 15 minutes past 4. They just wake up. And then they are anxious from there till the filling station, only to get there and find out that they have not even, the attendant is still sleeping in his own house. And then, by the time the attendant's gone, everything goes well. And by 8 a.m., they bought the fuel. You know, there is a book. I don't know if some of you have heard about the book or if you've read the book. Enjoy, learn to enjoy where you are on the way to where you are going. Just learn. It's Joyce Meyer. Enjoy where you are on the way to where you are going. Some people are on a flight, 14 hours flight. They don't enjoy the flight. They put their Bible like that. Small turbulence. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Eat the food. If the pilot, that's the job of the pilot, to be worried. And if anything is going to happen, you will hear, every flight, you hear the voice of the pilot at the beginning, and then maybe 30 minutes into your flight. Because they know that there will be turbulence. There are flight plans, but the turbulence will now make the pilot. In fact, snow is falling, rain is falling, in a good airport, good condition. The aircraft is designed. No turbulence can stop a plane. So they are passing the food. Coffee, sir, you said no. Jesus, 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 Jesus. There's no need. I come back, Coke again. And they said, no. They said, nobody can go to the toilet. I want to pee. And on my way from the toilet, Coke. And then when the plane lands, they say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's no need. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. And that's the way life is. There is turbulence in life. But a good word from the Father will keep us in perfect peace as we journey through life. So, worries is the second thing. The third one is unbelief. Unbelief, it simply means absence of faith. You know where I started from? Trust, confidence, the reality in the spiritual, the credence. You just know. Just like when you buy a ticket, there is a defined destination. So you just know. You just know. And if anything is going to happen, the pilot will say, ladies and gentlemen, as we are now, let everybody say their last prayer. And it's very rare. It's very rare. It's very rare. It's very rare. And God has a perfect plan for our lives, much more than man can design for us. And we need to put our faith and confidence. Can I say something to you today? It will help you to sleep. The Bible says, he who keeps Israel neither sleep nor slumber. What it means is that God is the only one who is not designed to sleep. Every other person must sleep. Every other person. So if you are awake, you have no business being awake. Are you seeing that video of a young child? They were trying to collect chicken from the young child. The child refused, and he held on to it. And then it was until the chicken, both the chicken and the child. No, there is no need. God keeps us. God has better plan than we can have for ourselves. So, when you and him are awake during the night, it means somebody is not doing their job description well. And it is not God. Because he is wired not to sleep nor slumber. And you know why he's wired that way? We are still in the morning. Some people are already in the evening. He watches over us. He upholds all things by the word of his power. And we must come to that point. What is it? House rent? What is it? Living in Nigeria at this time? What is it? Not being able to get fuel? But if you have 5 liters, give me after the service. What can that thing be? What can it be? Unbelief. It means absence of faith. The fourth thing is doubt. Doubt. A feeling of uncertainty or lack of conviction. Doubt. Because it's depression. Doubt. Doubt. If you promise me after this service that you're going to give me $1 billion, if I know who you are, I know your credibility, I don't have to start worrying whether you will give me that money. Because I know, if I know your integrity, which means you keep your words, and then I know your capacity, which means you have more than $1 million, there's no need trying to ask you, will you give me that million? Are you serious? And that's what we do, even with prayers. He said, this is the confidence that we have, that when we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. He hears us. And then we have confidence that those things which he has promised, he's able to deliver. Praise God. So doubt, a feeling of uncertainty or lack of conviction. The last thing that causes depression is lust. Lust. Lust, which is a psychological force producing intensive desire for something that is not ours. And you have a whole lot of that on social media today. And it causes depression for people. They say, oh, did you see the picture Ola just posted? That guy has gone. No. Ola may just go for an event and he saw a sleek car. And there is nothing wrong in him posing with that sleek car to say, coming soon. But people can think about that picture from money to living. And the world knows. So what do? They pick a celebrity. So he wears a Rolex, wears all these things. And Andy Jones, he said, where, God, where will my own come? No, no, no. Lost. Because it's unnecessary worries for people. To the point that they are depressed. To the point that they lose sight of what they have. Longing for what they do not have, in court. Whereas, the Bible, especially for those of us in the faith, all things are ours in Christ Jesus. Joy is ours. Fruitfulness is ours. Contentment is ours. Peace is ours. So overthinking is one of the top causes of depression. So divorce yourself from it today. Overthinking is one of the causes. Divorce yourself from it today. Don't ruin your today by worrying about yesterday's problem. Some people are. It's good if you have memory of what happened when you were growing younger. But don't romance it to the point that it causes problem for you now. It's good. Some people have challenges growing up. It's an experience that you won't repeat that such things. But don't romance it to the point that it now controls your entire faculty for the moment. You know, I'm like this because I grew up this way. I grew up that way. And you know, for example, in our nation and in the continent of Africa, politicians have a way of using that as a bait. Somebody will tell you he hasn't won shoe until he was 26. That was your problem. Provide shoes for the ones who are coming now. That's my tech. Someone says, oh, I didn't go to regular school. Then build regular school for us. Build it for us. So, don't ruin today by worrying about yesterday. Hey, brother, sister, peradventure you are here. You've had it rough in business. Money is not flowing the way it should be. That is chapter 1. Open to chapter 2. God says, I will do a new thing. And it shall spring forth. And you shall see it. Overthinking will ruin individuals. Their situation twists things around. Make one worry to make everything much worse than it actually is. I don't know if you have noticed. Sometimes when you think about little problem, it magnifies itself into greater problems. And then you can't see solution in such things. And then you are romancing it. And becomes like what the Bible calls a stronghold. A stronghold. A stronghold. Please don't forget this morning, even if you can't remember anything, overthinking can be an early indicator or symptom of depression, anxiety, or other mental conditions. Overthinking can be an early indicator or symptom of depression, anxiety, or other mental health conditions. So avoid them. I understand in medical science, every one of us in this room, we have a degree or measure of colloism. Everybody is colo. But some people have allowed overthinking, have allowed anxiety, have allowed depression to increase theirs. Please understand this morning, patience is not the ability to wait, but how to act while you are waiting. How to act. You know, the Bible is so a good word. The Bible says, take heed what you hear. Take heed how you hear. So, patience is not the ability to wait, but how to act while you are waiting. Please also understand, no matter how good or bad you think life is, please, as a believer, wake up each day and be thankful for life because somebody somewhere is fighting to survive. What you think the worst situation that you are going through, somebody somewhere is fighting to survive. And as a matter of fact, I don't know how it works, but somebody somewhere is also still in your own state of what you think is not working, is using you as a reference in their prayer time. So there are Bible characters that have bouts with depression. David was one of them. There's something that he wrote. If you can quickly let us read. I still have good time. Let's read Psalm 42 together. Psalm 42 together. He said, as a deer pants after the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. He said, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? I mean, it felt lonely. It felt deserted. He said, my tears have been my food day and night. Why they continually say to me, where is your God? I don't know if some people have gotten to that point. He said, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. And it's still happening. I mean, we are seated here, maybe just a few hundreds this year, this morning, but different people, different stroke, different issues of life. So what does he say? He said, I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God. But with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. But in the midst of the multitude, look at what he said. He said, why are you cast down, O my soul? One other translation rendered it. Why are you depressed, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. For I yet shall yet praise him for the help of my countenance. He said, oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan. So, it's not, we can play around it. It can play around us, anxiety, worry, depression. But we must know how to deal with them. That's what I'm saying. And how do we deal with them? Let's read some couple of scripture. The first one, which is the major one, is Matthew chapter 6. If we can read verses 24 to 35. I don't know if you want to give us in the TPT or message, whatever rendition you want to give us this morning. You can't worship two gods at once. Loving one God, you will end up hating the other. Adoration of one feet. Let's do TPT. So this is why I tell you to never be worried about your life. And the good word says never be worried. It means we have the tendency to be worried. It means we have the tendency, we all have the tendency to be anxious. But he said, this is why I tell you to never be worried about your life. For all that you need will be provided, such as food, water, clothing, everything your body needs. So talk about World Vision, talk about WHO, talk about United Nations. Talk about all these things that we have is towards that end. Food, water, clothing, everything the body needs. But he says, isn't there more to your life than a meal? Isn't your body more than clothing? Look at all the birds. That's the balance for the believer. Do you think they worry about their existence? They don't plant or reap. That's they. We are supposed to plant and reap. So don't get me wrong. They don't plant or reap or store food. Yet your heavenly Father provides for them each with food. Aren't you much more valuable to your Father than they? So which of you, by worrying, could add anything? The Bible says a cubit. So come, Sadiq. Is Sadiq taller than me? Is it? So if I get worried, will I? No, that's what the Bible is saying. Thank you, sir. You can't add anything to your life. I can't to my own life by worrying. Verse 28. So why would you worry? There used to be one drama in those days on NTA. Why worry? Why worry? Why should you? Why would you worry about your clothing? Look at the beautiful flowers of the field. They don't walk or toil. Verse 30. Yet not even Solomon in all his splendor was robbing beauty more than one of these. So if God has clothed the meadow with hay, which is here for a short time, and then dried up and mourned, won't he provide for you the clothes you need, even though you live with such little faith? So then, forsake, divorce, do away, overcome your worries. Why will you say what we will eat, or what we will drink, or what we will wear, or what that? For that is what the unbelievers chase after. Doesn't your heavenly Father already know the things your body is required? So above all, constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom and the righteousness that proceed from him, then all these less important things, they are prime things, but the Bible, the good word says they are less important. Because there is more in God for you than just food, meat, and clothing. That's what the Bible is saying there. So that's the first scripture. The second one, 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. Said, now I encourage 5:7. Pour out all your worries, not some. All your worries and stress. Lagos people need to hear that. I don't know whether you have noticed. Traffic situation has increased in our city. What causes it? We don't know. But if care is not taken, you can lose your sanity to that. Pour out all your worries and stress upon him and leave them where? For he always tenderly cares for you. Give us in the Amplified Translation, Amplified Classic. Be well balanced. Cast the whole of your care, all your anxiety, all your worries, all your concerns. Once, when? Yeah. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you. How? Isaiah 26. That's what the good word is saying. Verse 3. Said, you will guard and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and character. The people who translate and amplify, they can speak, use words, right, so that we can all understand it. Inclination and character. Inclination and character is a discipline of the mind. Inclination and character. The mind wants to go this way. Hey, come. I hold you. You don't hold me. Come. This is what I want you to do. That's what David was saying. He said, why are you? He was speaking to his soul. He's talking to himself. I mean, some of these things, the Eastern religion has taken it. They said self-talk. What you are saying is that you are asking your mind, be still. Come. You don't. I mean, I won't give my mind to worry. I won't give my mind to anxiety. I won't give my mind to depression. A good word makes it glad. Why are you downcast, oh my soul? Put your hope in God. He's the lifter and the glory and the lifter of our head. Then you speak it. And then he said, God has spoken once. Twice have I heard. So you hear it with your outer ear. You hear it with your inner ear. And then it begins to control your inclination and then character. When men say there is casting down, you say there is a lifting up for me. When men say there is no way, you say there is a way for me. You speak it. Inclination and character is stayed on you because he commits himself to you and then he leans on you and hopes confidently in you. Who can I can carry you? So I want you to start. So come. Yes, just fall back. That's exactly what God is saying. That's what God is saying. I mean, there is no that confidence in you that pastor can't fold my hand. Oh, he said I will raise him up just in case I fall his hand. But you know, we must have that trust, that measure of trust. And it's a whole lot of discipline. Because there are many things that tears us apart on a daily basis. My time is up. How can I avoid depression? Number one, through diligent study and meditation in God's word. You can do Jeremiah 29:11. How can I avoid depression? I will just read out. I won't explain. Through the diligent study and meditation. So it's not just to read the Bible, but you also meditate on it.
Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thought. So when I'm faced with a situation that wants me to make me doubt, I discipline my mind to say, God has a good thought. Even when I lose an opportunity, he has a better opportunity for me. And you must do that through the diligent study and meditation in God's word. Secondly, through inspired moment by the Holy Spirit. True inspired moment by the Holy Spirit. Lord, I am bothered about this situation. What will you have me do? That's the right question to ask. Not, Lord, how is my own like this? What will you have me do? True inspired moment by the Holy Spirit. True inspired moment. Job 32:8. There's a spirit in man. It's the inspiration of God that gives that spirit understanding. Great men, verse 9 says, are not always wise, neither do the aged understand wisdom. 3, are to avoid depression by listening to anointed messages and worship by God's vessel. I mean, there are some songs that depression can't hang around. We sang some of them this morning. Oh Lord, you are my God. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, the glory and the lifter of my hand. There are songs like that. Just learn to slot it. I will tell you, because everybody has challenges with all these things, there are times I can't pray, but just worship, creating that atmosphere. A good word, a good word, a good word, a good word. So you can listen to anointed messages and then you can worship by God's vessel. You know, at such moment, there is a quickening. Isaiah says that, 30:15. He said, the song will come in that solemn moment. He said, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall your strength be. Look at what verse 20 says. He said, though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity, the Lord doesn't give. Translators of the whole text said there is causative and permissive translation. So, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. When your eyes see your teachers, what happens in verse 21? Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right or to the left. Whenever you turn to the left. Verse 30 now concludes it. Verse 30 of that same passage. Verse 30 said, the Lord will cause. Yeah. So anointed messages. And then number 4, creating your environment and association. Creating your environment. An association, an influence for a merry heart, creating your environment. You know, I always don't like my response to people who leave Nigeria, and then you are talking to them, and they say, we hear that they are kidnapping everybody. I say, shut up. If they have kidnapped me, will you be hearing my voice? Didn't you leave this same country? You know, some people they've threw their green passport elsewhere. No, there is good in this land. There's good in this land. There's good in this land. And every of our African nation, that's why people will still come in. Whether they kidnap or not, there are Chinese in my village. And they have kids that they have born. They are not Nigerian. They look Chinese in my village. Because there's something there. There's good in this land. So, learn to create your own environment. What you want to hear is what you hear. Some people don't see the good. So, hey, change company. Change company. Change company. I love it when people go and I can come back and come and still do things here. Change company. Create that environment. Everybody is dying in Nigeria. It's not true. Everybody is being kidnapped. It's not true. There are flashpoints, just like it is all over the world. There are places where people just pull out guns on other people in many parts of the world. There are places people go, if you go with your phone,
3 a.m., somebody pull a knife for you and collect the phone. There are places you can't go in London. And you don't bother going there. My cousin lives in one of those places. So as he entered lift one day, another guy entered the lift with knife, collected all his. He said he just entered his flat, park everything. I'm not talking about London in 1940. He's still 5-6 years ago. So create your own environment. And then please, number 5, which is very critical, learn to exercise for rejuvenation of your mind. Learn to do it. Learn to do it. Learn to decluster. Learn to exercise. Not because you want to lose weight. Just walk around. Look at the beauty. Drink water. Sweat. Detoxify. It's a health thing. I don't know what it is, but God has invested in walking. By the time you go and come back, your mind is clear. Your mind is fresh. So learn to do it. Learn to do it. Anxiety of heart causes depression. Don't romance any issue. Learn to do it. Learn to do it. If you can swim, swim. If you can ride, ride. If you can jog, jog, walk. Let me give you lastly the antidepressant. Number 1, I will be careful for nothing. You have to keep confessing this to yourself every day. One confession is that I will be careful for nothing. I will not be anxious. Philippians 4, 6 to 8 helps us to do that. Go back home. See, except you want to stay on drug forever. And doctors themselves don't like drugs. It's very easy to recommend it because they also know the side effect of these things. So I'm not saying throw away your drugs if you are using any antidepressant drug at the moment. But what I'm saying is that while you are using it, balance it. A good word. I will be careful for nothing. I'm not afraid though. Because there will always be a way. There will always be a way. Number 1 confession, I will be careful for nothing. That's a good antidepressant. Philippians 4, 6 to 8. Number 2, I will take no thought. I will take no thought. Thoughts are things, but they can die unborn. I will take no thought. Matthew 6, 26 to 34. But you said the situation is real. Yes, it is real. But still, I will take no thought. Because when I take no thought, solutions can pass through my mind. And what the Bible says we should do with thought, it said, pulling them down and make them to the obedience of Christ. That's number 2. Number 3, I will say no to anxiety of heart. It takes a lot of discipline, but a good word helps us to establish it. I will say no to anxiety of heart. It will come, but I will say no. Number 4, I will daily renew my mind. Romans 12, 3. Or 1 to 3. I will daily. If you want to read that Romans 12, read it from Message Translation. 1 to 3. You will get it right. I will renew my mind. Daily renew my mind. And number 5. I will grow in grace. I will grow in grace. I will grow in grace. 2 Peter 3:18. I will grow in grace. So I will be careful for nothing. I will take no thought. I will say no to anxiety of heart. I will daily renew my mind. I will grow in grace. Can we say it together this morning? I will be careful for nothing. I will take no thought. I will say no to anxiety of heart. I will daily renew my mind. I will grow in grace. Maybe you can practice that this week and see the difference. You will have testimony by the end of the week. You will give us testimony. So please, don't forget the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Don't. John 14, 26. I think in the Amplified. What does it say? John 14, 26. It said, but when the Comforter, so he's our Comforter, is our counselor, is our helper, is our advocate, is our strengthener, is our standby, sevenfold ministry. Anxiety of heart will be far away. Depression will be far away because the Holy Spirit is there to comfort and to establish the will of God in our life. Bow down your heads with me this morning. Can I make a call quickly? If you have issues with depression, can you lift your right hand? No one is looking anywhere. Can you just lift your hand, right hand? Thank you. Sis, thank you.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,